God bless you, dear friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the seed. Oh, get thyself ready, because God is shifting and moving, and he's going to make a name for thee. And you're going to come out of the shadows and into the marvelous light. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord shall help thee, the Spirit shall help thee in every aspect of your life. I want you to begin to know that the Spirit is going to cause you to come into a season of new networking, new socializing, new contacts that are going to bless you. And the trials and the tribulations of yesterday is over with. And God's going to usher in new opportunities that's going to favor you. You're going to land some new things, interviews, doors going to open up for you. Oh, ministry is going to open up for you, for the gift to touch my people shall open up unto thee. For the Lord will say, this is the season and this is the hour. Now, he says, circle November the 22nd until December the 16th for favor, favor, favor in communication, favor with people in power, favor with bosses. God says, pitch your ideas, get them out to people, and because he's going to move all of your professional things forward. You're going to move forward. Start a blog. Get a website. Advertise your products or services. Because your communication skills will be very, very powerful, and people will hear you. They will hear you. And then I heard him say unto me, increase is all around thee. You're going to benefit in this season. Even breaks in the areas of loans and mortgages and taxes or even insurances. Oh, God said, I got some surprises for you. I have surprises for thee. Around the 8th of October, circle that date. You may have to deal with some kind of a sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to money. Be at peace. Circle the 23rd of October. New opportunities could also surface surrounding education or maybe even writing. I'll share more with you on your next prophecy concerning those dates. God bless. Brother Rashawn, I want you to begin to now listen to the word that was spoken to you during the live conference call.
God bless you, Brother Rashawn. And the prophetess was about to call you prophet, and I so concur, because that's what I thought when I heard you speak. God says that not only your love for music is going to grow, but I see you leading a choir. This choir is going to be rather unique, but they're going to bring many blessings to those that are sitting under the sounds of their voices. God says for you to continue on the path and study, to continue to show yourself approved, because many people are looking at you, especially, I guess it's the prison in the environment, because I just see you around a lot of people. And you have encouraged so many thus far. God says that he is going to give you additional gifts that will break through to the people that seem like they can't be reached. He's going to give you a new language so that you can reach those people. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Rashawn. I just hear God saying, I just see a little boy. I don't know if you have a son. God is bringing forth even music within this child, this young boy. And God said, new transportation for you. I see a new car. I see God beginning to put you in the area of ministry, even though you're in the area where you're working at. But I see you beginning to be put in the area of ministry as far as a collar around your neck. And God is elevating you in this season. God says education is going to be favorable for you in this season as well. I see new open doors for you, new connections. I see the new community that you're going to be in. And God is getting you ready for that and preparing you for that. I just see a lot of new contacts, publicity, promotions. God says you're going to be wild beyond your wildest dreams. God said, this is a season that you're going to be prepare yourself and get yourself ready for the blessings that are coming to you and shall overtake you. God said, this is a season that you'll see the elevation and the revelation that he will bring to you, and you will go forward as a great man of God, a man of power and authority, a man of strong power in God and faith in God. It's like you're going to be a pillar in the church, even in the community, a strong pillar that people will go to and people will come to, and God is getting you ready for that. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you, man of God. I so agree with the prophets that have spoken. For I heard Father God saying, this is the season where the prophet in you is emerging. I hear Father God saying, fear not, worry not. I hear Father God says, make sure you're journaling and you're journaling your dreams in this season, for your dreams are of a very prophetic nature. I hear Father God saying, for the next 30, 60, 90-day period, Father God says, qualify who those you call friend. I do hear Father God saying, be mindful of your leisure time, your socializing. For Father God says, find not yourself idle. Make sure that you plan and organize in this season. Now, Father God is showing me this. I don't know how often you go out with coworkers or how often you just go out and you hang out. But Father God says, for the next 30, 60, 90-day period, there will be no hanging out and no idle time. Father God says he's setting you up for a major blessing. I do hear Father God saying, dot every I and cross every T concerning any paperwork or records or recording that you have to do at work. Now, man of God, Father God said that, man of God, I'll say it this way. Be mindful, be very mindful who you call friend at work and outside of work. Father God says, now you said you're engaged or you have a significant other?
Mm-hmm.
A fiance. Yes. Okay. And when are you guys getting married?
Well, we talked about it. I was married for 7 years, and unfortunately got a divorce. And me and her just got together. And what's so astounding how accurate the prophets are, because the prophet that came on and said he see a little boy. I just had a son Wednesday. My fiance.
Yes.
I just had my son, and this is why I sow my seed, and this is why I will release whatever God puts to me when I have it, when I'm called, because he knows my hunger and he knows my thirst. And like I said, music for me, you know, it's a gift from God, you know, but I thirst for that Holy Spirit. I thirst for that, being baptized in that fire. You know, like I was telling my fiance, you know, I'd rather be on a stage in a stadium in front of 100,000 people who I'm going to save and baptize to praise God than to be on stage with 100,000 people who are drunk and smoke and you know, but whatever path he wants me to go on, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick obedient to it. And also what you said about friends at work, God has already opened up my eyes to the snakes. And I'm very clear on the social side of it, because I have been praying to God, asking him, because I'm going to start a fast. And I just been doing a lot of research on a lot of men and women of God and seeing how that fast I need it to break whatever strongholds that's around me, because I want to advance in the kingdom of God and to be that voice and to be equipped with those gifts to be able to handle whatever situation he puts on my shoulder.
Amen, man of God. And you said the key word, whatever God has for you. And man of God, God said to remind you again what Bishop taught us. He shared with us, make your spiritual life a business and your business life a spiritual experience. And I want to add this to what God is saying to you tonight, man of God, because God says he wants to make sure that you walk away tonight knowing that your purpose and destiny has come together. Man of God, I hear Father God saying that you will. Your music will be heard. Man of God, Father God, what he wants you to do is remember that the saved are already saved. You know, the people that are saved are saved. When he sends you out before those who, those individuals, a Shekela Bokunda Rebbe Socha, who may be the ones who are incarcerated, who may be the ones who are drinkers of alcohol, who may be the ones who are drug addicts, Father God says there's something in you that they will resonate with. You'll be the one to There's such an anointing on your life, man of God. In this child that was born, what day was this son born, man of God?
September 17th,
Wednesday. Oh, you make sure that your grandmother gets to see this baby. See, we didn't know this when God was saying, make sure you make a commitment to your grandmother. You see, when you came in to this ministry, we were in the 88 days of breaking generational curses. Father God is breaking something. When that baby was born, God says, favor. That baby, when that baby was born, it was born. It broke a cycle. It broke a cycle. See, there's no mistakes in the universe. You sowed that seed today, and the floodgates have opened up. My God, your life is never going to be the same, man of God. And what is your fiance's name?
Louisiana.
What's her name?
Louisiana. Yeah, Louisiana.
Louisiana. What does Louisiana do?
She's a counselor.
I just see you both coming off of your jobs, and I see you opening up personal counseling. The same thing that Bishop and I do, I see you all doing. And man of God, I don't know what it would take. You and Louis Anna need to set up a one-on-one with Bishop and I. Because what I'm seeing, I had planned on releasing a moment ago, but the Spirit still has me ministering to you. I'm going to say this. You already resonate with the word concerning job and guard yourself concerning friends, no socializing and things. Father God says the jealousy. And I don't, and this word doesn't come out my mouth often, yet God says the jealousy. The jealousy. I want to encourage you, man of God, pick those pads up, get your music organized, get everything structured, get a system going, get your songs ready, revise, revisit, and God says, get ready to live a new life. God bless you, man of God. Now, you said your grandmother's 92 years old?
Yes, Prophet, 92 years old.
You know what? I laugh because every time I hear about grandmothers now, it's always on a day. Like you just told your 1-11-11. 9 plus 2 equals 11. We can't make this stuff up. You make sure you call your grandmother. You go visit her. Make sure she gets to lay hands on that baby. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength in this season. Tell your fiance to be strengthened and encouraged. And man of God, you guys get that date planned for that wedding and get ready to live a new life. Get ready to pack your boxes. God says both of you fix up where you're living to move on because greater should be your latter years than your former years. And that is the word of the Lord, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, prophetess. And if possible, and I need some anointing oil, please.
Yes, man of God, we'll get that out to you tomorrow. Bishop just came back into the office. We're going to, Bishop, we'll get you some anointing oil into an envelope tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Rashawn. Thank you for your faithfulness and your obedience. Most of all, thank you for your submission to the will of God for your life, man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Prophet Santos, was there anything you wanted to add to that word?
Yes. When he said anointing oil, the word of the Lord is to anoint the baby every day.
Amen.
The baby.
Amen. And Prophet Albert, because you gave the word of the Lord concerning the son, is there anything that you'd like to add to the word of the Lord given to the man of God?
I was just going to add that I see the anointing with the music upon the son as well. And he's going to have... land and property is not going to be an issue for him, and I just see favor as far as with people in high authority and governmental officials. He has favor in that area, and he's going to be walking in great power.
Amen, man of God, amen. And this is outstanding. man of God, it's just the beginning. There's more, so much more to this word for you. And even as you're going to get your oil, you go just lay hands on that baby and bless him in the name of the Lord. And God bless you, man of God. God bless you. And be at peace. For Father God not only has your back, he's thrusting you forward quickly and swiftly. You study the word as you read your scriptures. You have Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the baby's name?
Blake, Christopher.
Christopher Blake. You pray with Louisiana and the baby. Our family that prays together stays together. And I also add a family that prays together moves forward quickly and swiftly. I just see so many blessings upon this family. So we thank you, and I thank you for sowing your seed.
Well, man of God, I know that you were blessed by that call. Know that there's a strong anointing upon you in this season, and you're going to rise up. Get ready for open doors. Get ready because God said, I'm going to use you greatly, and you're going to touch many, many, many people. For I have placed a dynamic anointing upon thee, an anointing that shall cause you to prosper, and an anointing that shall cause you to begin to succeed. For the Lord says, I'm raising thee up, and I will make thee a strong tower. I will make thy name known, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee that as you stay in his word, you're going to be able to come into a time of peace, and God's going to lift the burdens and the restraints off of thee. For the Lord says, guard your mind and guard your thoughts, even in this hour. And as you stand in my word, you're going to rise to the top, and you will know that I am with thee. For my hand shall be upon thee for good things, saith the Lord of hosts. And as you take on the mind of Christ, you will know that I have put much deep down inside of thee. For this is your hour, and this is your season. Oh, a fresh wind is blowing even in this hour. God bless you, Brother Spain. Thank you for the miracle seed. Peace.